Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. It's time for the madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And Jones, once again, we have a story involving a restaurant in New York. Of course, earlier in the week, it was a restaurant that held a Pedro Pascal lookalike contest. Pedro Pascal would probably find a way into the Karen Reed movie just because he's in every single movie.
Yeah, no, it's true. He's in a lot of stuff. Yeah, good question.
He'd pop Alan Jackson.
He could pull it off.
Sure.
He could Alan Jackson it up. Alan Jackson's like a goatee beard kind of combo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pedro could do that.
Yeah. For sure.
Objection. He could do that for sure.
Yeah, but he
Pedro Pascal in the Karen Reed story.
The winner of that lookalike contest was rewarded with a bean and cheese burrito once a week for the rest of the year.
And $50.
And
$50.
Yep.
So I did have that. This is a little bit of a different story.
That was our offer to get Karen Reed and
$50
Alan Jackson on WEEI. Yeah.
They're like, we'll wait.
Yeah.
We'll circle back to that. All right, let's find out what's going on.
He really is tasty looking outside.
On Thursday, Peter's Clam Bar in Hempstead, Long Island, decided to celebrate National Lobster Day and Father's Day with a splash.
First of all, great use of, splash.
I nailed it.
Did you know that Father's Day was also Lobster Day?
No.
International Lobster Day?
No.
I didn't have any lobsters on Father's Day, which seems like a miss.
I know you were busy in a 3-on-3 basketball tournament.
I'm still sore from that, by the way.
It was the Bunker Hill Day Parade in Charlestown, so there's a lot of overlap.
You were busy.
Yeah,
busy I didn't day. Bring in my championship ring yet. I will.
Oh, yeah, you should.
I'll bring that in tomorrow.
Nice.
I'll wear it all day.
On Thursday, Peter's Clam Bar in Hempstead, Long Island, decided to celebrate National Lobster Day and Father's Day with a splash by setting Lorenzo, a 21-pound, 110-year-old lobster, free.
110-year-old lobster.
Is this guy AI?
Something's up.
A little off.
Something's up.
He got the job, though, with the Red Sox.
Yeah.
So we're feeling good about that.
Wait, so they're going to
110-year-old lobster who's been in like captivity or a tank at a place this whole time. And they're like, you know what, bud? We're going to let you out.
This thing's going to go get mangled in the ocean.
How do you think he's going to do?
It's going to go get mangled.
How did Brooksy do in Shawshank? Not great. Not great. I feel like it's the same fate for this guy.
Lobster's 110 years. Hanging himself off a lobster trap.
He's like,
what was the lobster's name?
I don't.
Did they say?
Yeah, they do. They have a name. Lorenzo.
Okay. Lorenzo was here. He carves it into the ocean floor.
He's like, just please take me. Please take me. Yeah, this guy's not prepared for the wild seas of the ocean.
See, I don't like this because he's going to get just ripped apart in the ocean, and now somebody else is going to enjoy all that delicious Lorenzo meat.
The sweet, sweet Lorenzo meat. You like your Lorenzo with hot butter or a little bit of mayo? What do you like your Lorenzo with?
Such a shame.
By setting Lorenzo, a 21-pound, 110-year-old lobster, free.
21 pounds. That's big claws.
Haas of the week.
Haas of the week, Lorenzo?
Haas of the week, yeah.
Lorenzo's dead, though. There's no way. This story's from last week. There's no way Lorenzo.
No.
Lorenzo is absolutely
Lorenzo,
dead.
Lorenzo, Haas of the week.
No chance he made it.
Lorenzo just kind of like slipped through the cracks, and he ended up in our tank for years.
He didn't slip through the cracks. So he just was in their tank for years, so nobody ate him for years and years and years?
Probably eating all the other lobsters.
He's 110 years old?
Yeah.
That's wild. He's seen some stuff.
He's like a vampire. Like a vampire lobster.
Do you think he was watching Celtic City being like, yeah.
Saw that.
Great first couple episodes. I remember all this stuff. I was there for that.
The koozie years.
Yeah. Koozie was great.
Honestly, he's probably got a lot of awkward takes on society.
Yeah, I don't agree with all of his takes.
I wouldn't ask him about, pre-1960s.
Keep it kind of modern there, Lorenzo.
Yeah, keep all the World War II era stuff to yourself, Lorenzo.
Butch Yomley is the owner of the restaurant. He says the crustacean had become a fixture at the establishment.
Some of these lobsters just don't live that long, and this one did.
Yeah, because you guys eat them.
I don't get. Did he?
What do you mean they don't live that long? Guys eat them?
Did he fly under the radar, or was he a fixture? Oh, meaning a fixture, he was just there.
I think he became a fixture. Display.
Okay, got it.
No. Like a lot of these places have like tanks open,
yeah,
and you're like,
pick that one.
That's a fresh lobster.
Yeah,
it's just pull them right out and then boil them, cook them alive. It's not great, yeah. But that's what happens, and they're delicious.
So we figured, what better way to start celebrate Father's Day but with free Lorenzo?
I can think of a lot of better ways to celebrate Father's Day. Freeing a 110-year-old lobster?
Yeah, cooking Lorenzo would be a better way to celebrate it.
And giving it out to all the fathers happen to be there on
the hungry father. The hungry, hungry fathers.
Nine holes of golf would have been better than freeing a 110-year-old lobster who's going to immediately die in the ocean.
Did the man die?
Yes.
He did.
feed Lorenzo to the hungry, hungry fathers who spend their whole year.
Is Lorenzo a father? Is he like a breeding lobster? Like, what do we even know?
They spend the whole year setting their fantasy lineup on the toilet, hiding from their family.
That's right.
Reward them.
Give them a day.
Yeah, please.
He became like a pet. People come see and take pictures with him. And just, you know, like an object of the store.
We wanted to do something that was a little bit extra special.
Hempstead Town Supervisor Don Clavin and Nassau County Legislature John Ferretti joined together to officially pardon and release Lorenzo back into the wild.
Pardon.
All of this echoing a similar tale with Lenny, another giant lobster that the restaurant freed.
What? How big
what
was,
are they doing?
How big was Lenny?
Lenny or Linny? Like Laura Linney, who could also play Karen Reed?
Might be Linney. Oh, yeah.
If need be.
Oh, Laura Linney.
Laura Linney could do it.
She could definitely do it.
Laura Linney can act.
Is she? Oh, yeah.
She put her acting shoes on. She'll act circles around you. Laura Linney's had some good...
What's she about to? Has she been... She a working actor these days?
Laura
or?
Linney?
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
She's not working.
Okay, I was just curious.
I would say Laura Linney's.
You watch more stuff than I do. But yeah.
I mean,
was it Linney or Lenny?
Linney crushed it in Ozark.
Oh, there you go.
That was her in Ozark.
Sure.
She's been in so many things.
So Linney the Lobster.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Lorenzo the Lobster.
Yeah, what else has she been in?
Okay.
She's both screen and stage.
Nice.
Yeah.
Almost to the EGOT.
Yeah, she could EGOT.
She could EGOT it. Yeah. She was in Gutenberg the musical. This last year.
Didn't see it.
No.
A tradition of giving these ancient crustaceans a second chance at life.
Yeah, I don't know how well that's going to go.
They're not giving all of them. Like, let's not give them too much credit. They're cooking a lot of these guys.
They're eating most of them.
They're boiling most of them alive.
Toss a few back.
But they are tossing a few back, yeah.
When asked if Lorenzo would be missed.
He's going to be missed, but I think it's better like this because he passed away here. It wouldn't be a good thing.
I suppose that's true. Or it would be great. Somebody just ate 21 pounds of lobster.
Well, he said if he passed away. I think it means
natural causes, I suppose.
Kicks the bucket in the tank. That's no good.
I don't know.
I couldn't have a lot to sell him.
And just like that, Lorenzo was returned to the Atlantic Beach Reef, back to the open sea, his home once again. In Hempstead, Long Island, Corey McGinnis, Pix 11 News.
Corey McGinnis, not AI. It's a real man.
Oh.
That's a real human man.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Good text here. I hope whoever cooks him doesn't put fresh lobster on the sign because Lorenzo's 110 years old. Probably tastes like dust.
It might not be great.
Yeah, maybe.
It might not be great.
Maybe at a certain point, that's why they're like, no one wants this lobster. The thing tastes like sawdust.
Apparently, there was a George the Lobster who was 140 years old.
Insane.
I like what the restaurant's doing with the L names. Lorenzo, Linney, like George the Lobster.
George?
Lorenzo the Lobster. Makes sense.
Yeah, this is AI overview, and it says, quote unquote, George. Estimated to be 140 years old.
Would you get that George tail? No, I'm eating the George claws. George claws for me. That George tail's good.
Yeah, buddies who eat like the legs and like the little ends of like the tail.
I am that buddy.
You eat all that
stuff? I eat the whole thing. Well, I don't eat the eyes. I don't really like the head, but some people do.
Somebody you're ripping off like the legs and eating those?
I'm sucking the meat out of the legs of a lobster.
Is already too much work.
Yeah.
The people who do that for not enough reward.
Especially soft
shell. People who do that, though.
Oh, I'm biting all eight legs. Yeah.
Even the little like things off the end of the tail, there's like meat in those or eating those?
I've gone in there. Especially the soft shell. You can do anything you want. Pop those suckers open. Problem with the soft shell is usually there's not as much meat as the hard shells.
Yeah.
Get yourself a cracker and really get to work.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, it looks like a crime scene when I'm done with a lobster. Shells everywhere, guts out, everything.
So we should go looking. Should we go looking for?
I think he's dead. Lorenzo?
They should have Apple tagged him.
Huh?
They should have tagged him.
Air tagged him. Yeah, good call.
Smart.
Good call.
Yep.
All right, well, hopefully.
Swimming awful fast.
Hopefully.
Cause all I picture is like those videos you see when somebody's like, oh, let's release this animal back into the wild, and then a hawk comes
immediately
down.
Immediately.
Yeah. And grabs it immediately.
What a...
They was used to just like hanging out in a cage all day or a tank all day, getting food dropped in, just hanging out. And I was like, I got to go get my own food.
Watching TV.
110
in the
years
restaurant.
Old. Go get it. Go get the stuff. You'll be fine. Oh, it'd be safe. And like learn all this stuff.
What eats a lobster besides people?
Humans.
Yeah, but what else?
Oh, sharks maybe?
Sharks eat lobster? I don't think that's the case.
Jaws was eating license plates.
Well, maybe it's actually maybe tires. No, maybe some sharks. That makes sense. Like a nurse shark?
Sharks, rays, octopuses, crabs, kind of
octopi?
Fish, even, Jones? This is messed up. Other lobsters?
Oh, no. Yeah. I think that's how we got so big in the tank.
Yeah. Yep.
That would make sense.
Eels eat them?
Yeah.
Eels.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Now, we don't know if he's a hard shell or a soft shell. If he's a hard shell lobster, he might have,
at 110, he's probably pretty soft. I'd imagine those days
never
are
know. Cook on Northeast Bends.
Yeah, it's
then
true.
He has no chance.
Calls up for Bill Belichick
water
for advice. Yeah. Yeah, I'd imagine he's a soft shell these days.
Yeah. Even an otter will eat one.
Oh,
pants
really?
Pulled up to his
seals.
Chest.
white belt.
He's got no chance. Yeah. Okay, well, good luck.
Triggerfish will eat it.
Good luck to Lorenzo out there. I mean, you never know. He could be making his way to summer on the Cape. You don't know that.
A raccoon would eat one.
Really?
Yeah. Raccoon in a little shallow water. So
they
pluck you out.
They got
tear
more,
you open.
They got more enemies than I thought.
Oh, Todd.
All right, so Lorenzo probably not going to make it to summering on the Cape.
Good luck, Bob.
Can he get from Hempstead to the Cape? Probably not.
No,
I don't feel good about those.
He's long gone.
Okay. That's the madness. Kiefer Madness. Every Tuesday, most Thursdays, 12:45, here on Jones and Keith.
He died doing what he loved, screaming as an eel ripped him apart.
He's got no chance. The guy's just been getting fat and happy in a tank, watching TV,
like, what
getting
was the
fed
point?
For years.
They could have just left
what
him.
What do you mean, what's the point? Now people
were coming and taking pictures with him. Don't you want something
people
there?
People know about the restaurant now. They got a little track record of this. They're letting these guys go.
Yeah.
Some press, free press. Their goal is probably getting on Kiefer Madness, Keith.
I know.
If they were smart.
I know.
That was probably their end game.
Well, congrats.
617-779-7937. We got all your phone calls. We'll get to the NFL quarter century team, which we've been promising to do, coming up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.